Would you stand with me? And if you have a Bible with you, you could even open to Exodus 33, as I would read a portion of Exodus chapter 33 that will lead us into our time of praise and worship together. Exodus chapter 33, beginning in verse 12, says this. Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me. If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and with your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?" And the Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you have asked, because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." And then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord Yahweh, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Then the Lord said, "There is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. And then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen." The glory of God is so great that none of us can fully stand in his presence, yet Moses' audacious request and is our request today, "Now, Lord, show us your glory." We're going to sing, and as we begin, "Rock of Ages, cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee." This picture of the Lord hiding Moses in the cleft and this covering in the rock and the hand of the Lord covering, pointing us to this amazing truth that we have been hidden with Christ in God, that we are in Christ and he is in us. And so we sing to the one who is the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus, the one who is the cleft for each of us as we hide ourselves and are hidden in Christ. So as we sing it, let's declare that truth together as we enter into this time of worship of the Lord.
Rock of ages, cleft for me, lend me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin a double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure. Not the labors of my hands can fulfill thy laws demands. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save.
Only you, Jesus, can save us.
Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to the cross I cling. Naked
would come to the fortress, helpless look to thee for grace. Bow I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death, when I soar to worlds unknown, see thee on thy judgment throne, Rock of Ages cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let me hide myself in thee.
Colossians 3:3-4 says, "For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory."
Boundless. Offer up praises to the Lord. Just shout them out as you feel led. Goodness is forever. Yes, Lord, we are covered in your blood. You no longer see our sins. They have been removed from us, and you delight over us. Thank you. we set our hope on you.
So yes, Lord, because you are the one from everlasting to everlasting, because you are the one who was and is to come, because you are the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because you are the one who is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, there is nothing in this life that can ever compare to you. And there is nothing that we can put our hope in but you. For all things will pass away. Only you will remain. So we set our hearts on you. We set our hope on you, the one who is the everlasting God. And so, Father, as we set our hope on you, as we set our love on you, may hope arise within us. May we cast aside the temporal things that we are putting our hope in. And may we put our hope in the everlasting God, the one who will remain and the one who never fails. So this morning, we declare you are the everlasting God. And because of that, we will see the goodness of the Lord forever. But also, we hold on to that truth in the land of the living here. And so, Father, for those things that we have been holding hope out for, we place our hope afresh in you, and we ask that hope would arise for the things of God in our lives, for the things of the kingdom, for the plans and purposes that you have already established. May hope arise for those things to come. Lord, speak to our hearts this morning as we look into your word. May we not just know your truth, but may we encounter you, the one who is truth, and may we experience these realities in our lives more and more as we set our hope on you. We worship you, we honor you. In the name of Jesus, I ask these things. And all God's people said together, amen. 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 Thank you.